There should be a fanfare here coming in. George, should be good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Look at you. Can I just say, and again, I would have ordered kind of Bellinis or something to celebrate the fact that you're here. I haven't had a human being with me since March.
My word.
There's been no guests in here. All the guests have been online or whatever they happen to be. So thank you for being the inaugural guest.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm delighted that you're here. Well, we knew you'd be spotless because your staff is here. You're one of, I'm only joking. But it's lovely to see you. We have not bumped into each other, but we've seen each other down corridors over the past few months. Being general manager of the concert orchestra, I can't imagine how frustrating it must have been for everybody involved in the orchestra, still is, I suppose, to a degree, and for you and how you deal with that, because people must be going up the wall.
Yeah, I suppose it's not great most of the time, but we've kept busy. Yeah. You know, we've been doing remote recordings and we've been very lucky with certain things on television and online, a lot of online, and radio as well.
That's right.
We're able to do these remote recordings. So we're staying visible and current, and hopefully that's helpful to people on the outside as well, knowing that the concert orchestra are delivering on these wonderful little tunes. We did a beautiful thing with Jerry Fish, actually, for Comic Relief.
Yes, you did.
And True Friends, which actually has been released for charity, which is amazing, you know. So he's managed that, Jerry, and his brilliance, you know. So we're delighted about it.
But it's a beautiful version.
Beautiful version.
Oh, come on.
So that was recorded in people's homes. So you can imagine. So the guys, they record them on their iPhones or whatever phone they're on. It comes in here, and then the genius of engineering creates a beautiful soundtrack. So
isn't it incredible how you can do that?
Yeah.
You
know? So we've maybe come to the end of doing that process, you know, going through the process. Because we went into the concert hall in June, and we did a beautiful program with Dermot Kennedy and Denise Chyla, and which is Shine, which is out on August the 29th.
That's right.
August 29th at 8:15. So that's a beautiful television show, and that has many more artists, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah. Now, this is happening on the 29th.
29th
of August, yeah. And it'll be on RT1 television.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the 30th, there is Shine On will be on The Player, which is a extensive programme of that. And I believe John Creedon then is doing a radio show with similar content.
Oh, that's brilliant. But this was done in June. Was it all done?
It was all done in June, yeah. So, I mean, when you talk about the logistics of that, everything now is based around health and safety. You
of
know?
Course.
So we were in the National Concert Hall, who have been great partners right through this whole process. And they're obviously doing things as well. And they've been really very tied in what the orchestras are doing. Symphony Orchestra goes back, hopefully, in September. COVID depending, you know, so...
Symphony Orchestra will have to be in the car park.
They have to be in the car park, yeah, so that they'll manipulate their numbers to suit the program.
Well, what did you do? How did you do it? Because the RT Concert Orchestra is, in fact, how many?
It is, in fact, 45.
Right.
And it goes up and down depending on the program.
Sure, sure. I've seen people walk off the stage and think they're not pleased, but it's because they're surplus to requirements, you know.
They're not included in the piece. Yeah.
You're off.
Yeah, you're
That's
off.
That's right.
Yeah.
But so if you have that number in the concert at all. You didn't have the full complement. You must.
We had 20. We started with 28, and then we came down to 24. So we're obviously we have social distancing. When they walk in the door of the venue, they're basically there's a thermal imager checks their temperature in the concert hall. If they have a spike in their temperature, they would be taken to an isolation room, wait 8 minutes, have their temperature retaken. If there's a problem, they go to the doctor.
There's very few musicians who don't have a spike in their temperature.
No, that's generally. Right. Yeah. So it could be anything. Not to say that it could be COVID that they have. But
that's
they might,
right.
You know,
it could be for something totally innocent. So,
and then they are brought to waiting rooms, and that includes all the areas,
right.
The majority of the areas in the concert hall, because you can only have so many people in an area. And then they are shepherded to the stage, and I suppose we're getting a gold star from Colin Byrne, who's our health and safety person here in RT, because he said the way we're managing the to and froms is really great, you know. But I think it's because musicians are used to really tight schedules. You know?
Yes, they are.
It's a little army, let's put it that way.
That's very true. And it is about turning up on time, it's performing and doing your thing, and it's also getting out of the way for the next whatever.
Yeah.
That's quite something that you did that. And of course, the problem is with choirs, it's a different argument.
It is, yeah, because they're breathing.
Because they're... Well, You know, breathing musicians. No, but it's true, isn't it? But for them, it's a real problem.
It is, and we had the same, would you believe? So I suppose when we go on stage, the guys chose to wear masks.
Right.
2 metres apart with the HSA regulations. And so that sonically, even for them, has created a different sort of way of the way their radars, musicians' radars, naturally
be
picking up to everything around them, all the information. And that's shifted. Quite dramatically, you know, so it takes a lot of getting used to, you know, so, but they are in the room, and I think yesterday in particular, you know, that they were enjoying themselves, the 45 were in the room.
Where?
That was down in the RDS, so.
In the RDS yesterday?
Yesterday in Industries Hall and then in Hall 1, so we're audio testing these rooms to see what we can do in them for the future.
And is everybody on headphones, for example?
No. Ideally, yes, they will be, yeah. For a venue that size, I mean, the acoustic is swimming, you know, but it really suits many options.
And where was it, Simmons Court you were in?
No, it was the Industries Hall, so I don't know if...
Oh, yes, the main one, for the spring show would be.
Christmas Crafts Fair.
That's right,
Yeah, really
fantastic.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
You know? So,
did you film that as well?
We didn't film that, but I think Angela Rowan has photographs of that.
Angela Rowan has photographs of everything.
I'm sure they're up on Twitter.
She is. I was going to say, you can't say she's the master. So I presume, if I can say, she is the mistress of the PR when it comes to the orchestra. She's
fantastic.
Really
fantastic,
is. Listen, I'm going to play a little piece. This is the RT Concert Orchestra, a bit of a Vivaldi.
Beautiful.
This is what you... You recorded this?
We did. We recorded it on for Bank Holiday Monday, August Bank Holiday Monday. It's spring, in fact. Summer.
Summer.
Yeah.
But it's summer from the Four Seasons.
Exactly.
It's very hard to keep up with you sometimes. It's Summer from the Four Seasons, recorded in July. Am I right?
That's right.
More or less.
Thank you.
awfully good, really, aren't they?
Brilliant. Mia Cooper, who's our concertmaster, our leader, that's her playing the solo part.
That is wonderful, the third movement. Yeah, from Summer, from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and that recorded in July. On the Shine night, there's all manner of people involved. Dermot Kennedy's involved, the concert orchestra's involved, obviously, and Manham are involved, who are quite something. Who did we have in from Manham? We had a section of Manham in one day. Incredible.
Yes, absolutely.
Phenomenal. But that's the great joy of something like this, the Shine concert. It's working with all these different people and how it all works out.
Big time. And I mean, artists are trying to still stay connected, et cetera, you know, so it's very important.
But the problem with that is that you can do one event and you think, well, okay, that'll be fine. How do we do the next one? And it's trying to keep the whole thing alive, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's health and safety. Everything starts with health and safety, and you push on from there.
And is it very difficult now to make any sort of plans, even though you've got a taste for it? I can see by you, you're saying to yourself, yeah, but we did a bit of this, and then we were the RDS. So you're kind of dreaming of a plan, if the weather was better, maybe.
If the weather was better, it'd be brilliant.
Wouldn't you just? You'd be out there, wouldn't you, if you could?
There's always Christmas.
That is very true. There is always Christmas. Is that a possibility that... you can't answer the question, right? Nobody knows. But are you trying to plan stuff with the audio concert orchestra? You must be.
We are, yeah. Of course we are. We're constantly looking at radio shows. We're constantly looking at television, you know. So Amory Parra is our head of arts and culture. She is really driving to make things happen for the concert orchestra and, in fact, the symphony orchestra. Symphony orchestra is a little bit easier because they can just sit down in the NCH empty.
Yes.
They can do various programs that suit them at social distancing.
Right.
And with the concert orchestra, because we're the broadcast orchestra, ideally we need a studio, so we need to go to different venues. But we think we can make lots of things work, which is really good.
And I'm thinking also about the fact that, and I've talked about this many times in the programme, the right across from me here is Studio One, right? Which is, and the joy of coming out of here at the end of a show and going to wash my hands or wipe something, as we all do now, and I would hear the concert orchestra at 10:15 in the middle of a symphony or something. Or it might be a nice bit of John Barry, whatever it would be. And what a sound and what a joy. Can you social distance in there?
We can social distance up to a certain number. And what we can do then is we can actually... I don't know if you ever experienced how some film recordings are done, but we do them in sections. So the strings will go down first, then the woodwinds or the brass, and then the percussion will go down last.
Yes.
And that's all click track. I suppose if anybody doesn't know what a click track is, it's just a tempo in your ear.
That's right, because everything has to be on the second.
Absolutely, So that's how those things are done. And it's really interesting and quite simple when you think about it. So that's how we proceed, is by doing section by section by section. So we record soundtracks.
So it can be done on that basis.
It can be done,
Listen, the Shine event, which happens on RT1 on Saturday, 29th of August, which is Saturday week.
Yeah.
Crikey, Saturday week. It's also on the RT player. And you were saying on Radio 1 on Sunday then, the 30th, that you're going to have that extra bit.
Exactly, yeah.
But and I suppose logistically, you after the fact, you kind of say, oh yeah, that was grand. But to put that together in advance, I suspect, took a lot of man and woman hours.
A lot of time. I can see our orchestra manager, Andrew Smith, who's our health and safety person. It takes a lot of time to do those risk assessments and shepherd people in and out. For instance, we do, our sessions, let's call them, are 3 hours, but in that, we usually take a 20-minute break. Now we're taking a half-an-hour break.
Right.
To get the air back in the room, say, all that sort of thing. Our woodwind instruments, our brass instruments, they can't actually wear masks because they have to play. So they are in little pods, you know, screened off pods, to keep the air that they're pumping out in that area, you know.
Yes,
It's quite interesting. And again, there's no conclusive evidence that this is...
No.
You know, good or bad.
No, but the point is, if you think about it, we weren't... In the springtime, the majority of people were not wearing masks.
That's right, yeah.
Let's be honest about it. And we were washing our hands, all right, and we were wiping, because I wipe for Ireland, because that's what you do. And yet now, you would be surprised to see a person in a supermarket without a mask.
Absolutely.
So we don't know. It's shifting all the time. We just got a message from Celine Byrne. Oh, incidentally, Celine is going to be on as well with Emma Barry.
Oh, brilliant.
And she says, loving the chat with Joe. Now, have a listen to this, Joe. This is important. It's so hard during these times, but sending big virtual hug to two of my favourite men. I wonder if she'd send this to the wrong person. Do you think?
Probably she did. I don't know.
So she meant to send it to somebody else.
She's an amazing person.
She is phenomenal. She is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, a real international.
Isn't she?
Fantastic export.
Yeah, yeah, she really is. And I just, but I love having her when she's with us. She's great fun as well. But that's the thing. We did the thing with the concert orchestra. I'm just dropping a hint to you now. Yeah. A couple of Christmases ago, before your time, it was great fun. We did a Christmas show with her, and she was in the full regalia, in Studio One with the concert orchestra. She was incredible.
She is just the best.
Yeah, yeah. It was great fun. It was great fun. It's on Lyric. You should look it up. It's fantastic. Something else, isn't it? Frighten the life out of you if you weren't ready for it. It's one of those. It's Monum. It's called Bitter Wind. They were with us. They did, and they sang for us in studio. They were absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. But they will be part of this event, as is Celine, we should mention again.
Who absolutely, was, yeah.
So look, we have this to look forward to. You've already been playing whatever trickery you're up to down at the RDS with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. You're obviously planning something. It's strange. I think of all the things that you would have done instinctively up to now, Joe, and it was easy and it was just there, and now you can't.
You can't. So, again, health and safety conscious. Yeah, everything is red tape. But we kind of see that as a positive as opposed to a negative.
Well, it's a hurdle to get over, isn't it? It's how do we get over the problem?
It's conquering it. Really,
yeah, you know, absolutely. Well, listen, you're a joy. And I'm so glad you came in. I'm glad you were the first guest.
Thank
the rest of you are going to be riff-raff now after you. Good man. Joe, thanks a million for coming in. Don't you be RTE Concert Orchestra General Manager. And a reminder again, it's Shine RTE 1 Saturday 29th, which is Saturday week. Shine on the RTE player and then on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday at, I don't know what time that's at, but anyway, it's on Radio 1. You have to buy the RTE guide, the official organ, if you want to finish that one. In the meantime, what do we play out with? We play Toss the Feathers. That'll take us home. Joe, God bless you. Take care till next time. Thank you.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.